Because
hello, everyone.
Hi,
I'm turning the recording on. Welcome to Deeper Conversations Coaching.
Okay.
Lally is here. We'll be joined by whoever joins and whoever's watching the recording. Today is the last Deeper Conversations Coaching for 2021. And it's November 17th and it's Wednesday. And I'm so glad to be here with you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe. I'll have to listen to the last half hour if there is a last hour.
There will be. Do you want to read the class agreements?
Yes, I can read the class agreements. Here we go. I have them right here.
Okay.
Confidentiality.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay. Oh,
so you just reminded me. Let me turn my phone off. It's off.
Okay.
We agree to keep all information we hear within the classes or from our classes confidential. This includes our live classes and listening to audios of the classes. Positive focus. We agree to give positive feedback, to acknowledge versus criticize, to be accepting. Number three, hold space. We agree to listen without interruption. Number four, presence. We agree to be fully present to the class without distraction or multitasking. Five, beginner's mind. We agree to be curious and open, letting it all unfold. Six, self-responsibility. We agree to practice excellent self-care. Seven, coaching feedback. We agree that only positive acknowledgments are offered by the class participants after the coaching, focusing on the competencies observed and the strengths of the coach. The class facilitators may offer some mentoring feedback designed to further the learning of the coach and the class participants. There we have it.
Thank you. Do you agree to those beautiful agreements that you beautifully read? Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
So let's see. Today we're supposed to be doing a practicum. Doesn't look like that's happening for now, but Rhonda will be here. And some others are supposed to be here. So we'll see how that goes.
Because I can't do it.
No, I know. Exactly. So I'm wondering, do you have any thoughts from last session or anything that's come up that you wanted to bring?
Well, there's constantly stuff that comes up. And, because there's just, I don't know, we get deeper and deeper and we can get deeper and deeper.
I just remembered, Lalia, you're supposed to be doing the exercise. Oh, look, Jenny's here. Okay, so do you still want to do it?
Yeah, sure. I'll
okay,
do it.
So let's have...
dig it up. Let's wait till Jenny counts.
Okay.
Gets on.
Welcome, Jenny. Hi. Welcome to our smaller, more intimate class today.
Oh, is this it? Are we it?
Rhonda's joining. She's going to be a little bit late.
Okay.
Yeah, I was telling Lalia, sent a message saying, goodbye, everyone. I've had such a great time. And she just couldn't stay up. So.
Gotcha.
And some other people are coming, but here we are today. And it's supposed to be the practicum and Lalia is leaving at the top of the hour. So we'll just see what happens, but okay. We just did the class agreements. It's nice to see you. And I think now whenever I hear the word safe space, I'm going to be thinking about you. Oh. And Lalia is gearing up to offer us the loving kindness meditation.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then we'll debrief a bit and we'll see where we go from there.
So there are various phrases that one can use, and I'm digging them up.
Okay. Should we keep our, do you want us to have our cameras on or off?
Oh, yeah. No, okay. I think we'll keep them, we'll do them off. But okay. Let me just get them comfortably.
How are you, Jenny?
Well, I found a great, Jenny, talk while I'm doing this.
Oh, how am I?
I know, that's a big question, right?
No, I was thinking about like what am I bringing to the call today? And it was oh, I have an echo. Hold on.
You're bringing an echo.
Yeah, is it still there? Okay. There is a lot of relational transition going on in my life today. And so my daughter's moving out and we've been moving a bunch of stuff this week and just processing. And so I'm bringing a lot of emotional vulnerability to the call today, which is an interesting space to hang out in. So just kind of being in those transition stages and trying to hold space for it all while, you know, maintaining a presence. So yeah,
that's a lot to hold.
And it is. I'm a little tired, Julie. I'm not gonna lie.
I can imagine. Thank you for sharing where you are, Lalia. Whenever you're ready.
All right.
We'll all be benefiting from your loving kindness today. Meditation. So, well, if you want to turn now, you could prompt us to do what we need to do.
Okay. All right. I'll just give you a little. I just think it's just a nice exercise for myself. And it occurred to me, it was great. Maybe people mentioned that, you know, how to prepare themselves for client work. You know, it might be something that can be used before you meet with a client to kind of ground yourself as a coach and to kind of bring to the session something. I like it. I'm not a big meditator. I actually have to do breathing exercises for health reasons, but I do like this one because it just feels so good. So, all right, we'll turn off our cameras. If you want, doesn't matter. And just take a deep breath. And just let it out and relax and just feel everything kind of let go and just sink into your space. And we're just going to say these words to ourselves quietly. I'll say them loud. And it starts with, may I be well. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be strong. May I be safe. And then take a deep breath and let it out. And then think of somebody or something like a pet that you have very, very warm and loving feelings towards. And picture them in your mind and you say, may they be well. May they be happy. May they be healthy. May they be strong. May they be safe. And then you take another breath and let it out. And you picture somebody that you have neutral feelings towards. Maybe somebody, a clerk in the grocery store, or you know, a person on the street that you pass by, and you picture them and you say to yourself, you say, may they be well, may they be happy, may they be healthy, may they be strong, may they be safe. And I think I'll stop here. But we can't, the point of the exercise is to go further down the line of how you feel about people and till you get to somebody that you actually really are having a hard time with. And you send them this message also. And you can do it to groups of people. You can do it for you can change the words around. You can create words that are more meaningful to yourself than the five I gave you. So anyways, it. So we'll just take a deep breath and come back to.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to stay on me for a while. You know, like you went to my pet.
Well,
she needs it too, but still, you know, I felt like, I think I felt how, thank you for bringing this because I feel like I could use some of that.
Well, you know, when you do, when you follow on, you know, in any of the apps that have the, this meditation or anything online and they talk you through it, they do have you actually. And I debated whether to stay with me or us. But I thought it was useful to also know that there's a path, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, one meditation app has her, she just has you doing yourself.
Whose app did you say?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of.
Oh, you know, I thought you mentioned somebody.
Yeah, I can't remember which one, but it was a woman, and she does actually have you do it for yourself several times. Maybe she goes as far as the person that you have warm feelings towards, you know, because that evokes kind of an even more sense of that loving kindness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just really centering, and it's really self compassion, and it's just a great thing.
So good. Thank you for bringing it. I mean, I know about it. I've done it over the years. I even had, she's, what is she? Barbara Fredrickson. She wrote a book. Yeah. So she was a guest on my podcast. She's a, I don't know if she's a positive psychologist, but
yeah, she wrote, is.
Yeah. So Love really 2.0, good. We were talking about Love 2.0. And what was her other book? Positivity. And so she, I think she has a recording of herself offering the loving kindness meditation.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She talks a lot about it. And I'm sure you know Kristen Neff, self-compassion.
Yeah.
I feel like she's like Oprah of compassion or something.
She is. Yeah. And Barbara Fredrickson did a lot of, she did a lot of research on
it. Yeah.
I mean, her thing is on kind of, what does she call it? Broaden and build theory is something.
Yeah.
Where when you, broaden an experience, it grows. And so she did a lot of research on that, using that meditation with, I guess, students wherever she was teaching, just to see whether the benefits, the mental health benefits, so
thank you for bringing that.
Yeah, it's nice.
Really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, Lalia, I just wanted to say thank you. I thought that was wonderful. I did have to remove myself just a tiny bit so I could take notes because I love Kristen Neff. I'm a big fan of her. I've not actually seen this. And what I love is it's got a very beautiful simplicity to it. I could see where you could move around some of the words. The first one just felt like, oh gosh, I need this a lot.
Mm.
And then I got a little emotional. But then as you work your way down, what popped up for me is this great skill set. I don't know if you know anything about heart math or the idea of like appreciation and gratitude, and that can actually like soothe your heart. And it's like, there's a physical aspect of when stress or anger, or, you know, even grief are upon us. And so when we got down to the place where it's like, now think of someone, you could take it to think of someone who you have a problem with, who you have an issue with. And what popped up for me is driving. Like whenever a driver does something, I get like, oh, I've lost two people in my life due to car accidents. So it can be a really, just a little bit of a trauma-based space for me. And so the idea of like the next time somebody cuts me off in traffic or drives a little crazy, I'm like, may you be well, may you be happy, may you just, you know, just that idea of implementing it into more of a daily practice.
Yeah.
Not only for myself, but also for moments of sending gratitude and goodness out into the world instead of the reactionary behavior. So I think it's a great tool and can be used many ways. So thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. It resonates with me a lot. Yeah.
And can you repeat the four I know you can choose and alternate, but what did you choose for us today?
And I was trying to look it up because there's a positive psychology website that I pulled the whole article off kind of because quickly. And I couldn't quite find all the words they were saying. And so I tried to just pull up the, as I recollected it, it starts with may I be well, happy, healthy. I think I inserted strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that one.
Safe is there.
Yeah,
safe is part of the normal list. So I'm not sure what substitutes for strong.
What did you hear, Jenny, was the first one? May I be well? Is that the one that you said you
yeah, resonated with? I have may I be well, happy, healthy, strong, and safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Every one of them resonated with me very well. I was like, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I need that one too.
Yeah. And you know, I think that's really interesting is to kind of maybe ask yourself what you need, you know, do you need to feel safe? Do you need to feel strong? Maybe that's not the thing. Maybe it is wellness and happiness and health and to others, but it's always been five as far as I can tell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really nice. Thank you.
Whether that's a magic number or not.
Thank you, Lelia. Yeah. So I guess just wanted to leave some space open if there was any like residual from the whole, residual is not the best word, but like, anything that's percolating, that's better. From Monday, you know, when we did the review and we touched on those amazing conversations around space, safe space, and curiosity, and the intersection of like training the client. Any other thoughts or anything in general that you want to come up with? We're supposed to be doing the practicum. If Rhonda does come, well, Rhonda is coming. So I know, Lelia, you won't be able to participate, but Jenny, are you open to being coach or client today?
So I'm going to be very honest with you. I signed on today with a prayer of, please let me be a very nice observer.
Okay.
Because I was like, I will cry if I'm coached today. So I'm kind of like, I don't really want to be a client. Just too much on the surface for me.
Yeah.
But I have also already coached Rhonda. And so
you have,
it's a really interesting fact that she's the one person I coached before. And so I'm not sure. I feel like, you know, somebody has to do something.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I did want to answer the other question about what you'd asked about, like what, if anything had popped
up.
Yeah.
Let's go for that first.
So last night I spent some time, I just reviewed, one of the past classes that I hadn't been present for. And it was when Pam was coaching Betsy, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it was a couple weeks ago, actually, but I went back and reviewed that video. And what popped up for me was she said something at the very top of her session about, so I think she said, how can I support you as we get started here? And it was such an interesting question at the top of a session. And it really, what it pegged to me was that idea of creating safety and connection, instead of leaping into how can I help you or what do you need? Or, I really liked the way she opened her session during that coaching call. And so that just kind of popped up as a good question to implement at the very beginning, see how that goes.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Even you sharing that and imagining Pam sharing it feels very, it just like opens up the space, right? And like you feel cared for in that.
Yes. Yeah.
I think we should all raise our mugs and sip at the same time. There we go.
It'd be great if we could do this in real life.
I know. That would be fun.
So I had a thought, you know, because I mean, I really have found this experience to be fantastic, this whole course. And I've been here from the very start to the very end because I needed those hours But I'm so thrilled that I could be part of the cohort, you know. And in fact, there was a point. Well, there are several points. One was last year. I told my client I was retiring from coaching. I was so partly because it was a difficult client relationship for me. And I was not confident in my coaching at that point, and I wasn't really getting anywhere. But I never really kind of totally retired, and which is why I decided to renew my ACC, you know. And I thought, well, maybe I should go and sign up for another program, you know, like from the start kind of thing. And then I realized after these last 10 weeks, I really didn't need to do that. This was what I needed. And this was the best way to renew this in me. And so that being said, I was just like, gosh, I mean, do you ever, with your other groups, Julie, do you mm-hmm. ever like have like reunion sessions or anything to bring everybody back? Or
it's a good idea. I mean, Sherry and Jamie are the masterminds behind this course. You've done this before, Jenny, right?
No,
first time. Lalia, first time?
I did a few 3 years ago.
Okay.
To get credits. Yeah.
Okay.
And I loved it, but I didn't have the cohort feeling because I needed I needed maybe 6 credits or something.
Okay.
Not even.
I'm not sure about the reunion thing. I know people take it again.
Yeah.
What would what in your mind would the reunion be?
Just get everybody that's been in part of this group, you know, together for something.
I was just thinking out loud, like, it would be great to meet once a month, you know, like have this recurring, like, okay, you know, mastermind facilitation, you know, I don't know. I mean, this is, I don't know if they're into that at all or anybody would want that, but.
No, exactly. You know, and I mean, obviously it would be, people could pop in and out 1 month or not, and it could be another group, or I mean, it could be open to everybody in any years that has done it.
I think a lot of the draw is not to interrupt, but is getting credits for it as well. And so, yeah. Like, then they would have to take that through a certification, take it up with the ICF. But I'll bring it to their attention.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, it's good to brainstorm this because
totally.
Because why wait till 3 years from now when
I know
like a rush to like, oh my God, I have to do this. Where can I do this? Ah, that's right. I remember I took this thing. Ah, good. Great. I can get all my credits. Because I actually did some conference a year or so ago. I don't know how to dig up the credits for it and blah, blah, blah. So I just said, I don't know, Jenny, what your experience with credits are, but
renewing and credentialing. And
I'm laughing actually because I swear a lot of times when you talk, Lolly, I'm just like, yep, that's me. That would be me. That would be me. I too was at a place where I was thinking about allowing my accreditation to lapse. And just we've had some real upheavals in the last 3 years of my life and that have really pulled me back from coaching. So it was a little bit of a wrestling match and then like a race to the finish line because I needed a lot of credits quickly. But I had a dear friend really encourage me. She's like, you work so hard. And I've got a PCC level and I've done a lot. And she's like, don't let that go. And after the first class, I was like, yeah, what was I thinking? And it was just, it was overwhelm. So this has brought not just a whole, you know, just getting an end to a means of like getting my credits, but it's also really reignited the power that I have always believed in that coaching has. So that's been really fun for me. as far as like connecting, I have had a long history of when I do group things, then hey, let's start a mastermind call. So led stuff up with the Daring Way work, and, you know, just had calls, I think about normally about once a month, with other people to talk about what we're struggling with. Really what I like about this course, is that there was a place to say, I struggle with this competency. You know, this one feels off, mm-hmm. off to me, or I know I'm supposed to do it, but I tend to go over here anyway. And so mm-hmm. I really appreciate that we've had the ability to bring some of that stuff up. Mm-hmm. And, I think a once a month mastermind thing would be really great. Especially if we can still talk about those areas where as coaches, we're struggling implementing certain competencies.
Right.
Or the problem clients.
Well, I think, you know, I don't know, there's probably many ways to look at it. Like one is like, if the group could go and do their own thing, or if there's the facilitation and there's like an accredit relationship, then it would be competency focused. And then it could be a similar thing. You know, there's also like supervision and coaching. There's a lot of, you know, but this is good to hear. And I'm going to take it back to them and see.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Yeah. I would prefer actually to do something that's offered once a month, and over the course of 3 years, you know, pull together all the credits. I mean, mm-hmm. I think this sort of sounds almost monetary or something, but it's not, rather than like this mad push.
Right.
I mean, and just kind of, and so have that opportunity to maybe see some familiar faces or welcome some new ones.
Yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, I mean, I suppose we can always drop into, are these courses only offered in the fall or are they
twice a year? So the next one's in March.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a way, I could just pick and choose and drop in.
Yeah. There is something nice about the cohesiveness of the group. Right. And
yeah. Right. Yeah. Very much so. There's just a lot of bonding. So I'm just so impressed with, I was telling Jamie yesterday, because I also had a mentoring with her yesterday, and I've one with, or the day before. I was like, how is it that everybody that came was so amazing?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've facilitated groups and been part of teams and stuff, and just, you know, you'll get one or two where people are somehow, you know, they're like kind of completely out of it. And there's just never, ever been that ever. Wouldn't you agree, Jenny?
It's been a really supportive space. And I thought that might be kind of difficult because some people do drop in and then they drop out. But I feel like there was a cohesiveness with the class agreements at the beginning of every class. And then also with the introductions. And it felt like even though some people were only here for maybe five classes, when they left, I was like, oh, I'm going to be.
I know.
So
we just immediately, we just kind of embraced anybody who came in.
You know? Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah.
I would have to agree that, I'm just like, you know, just, it's a beautiful space, and you guys and everybody who's been here, to me, it's just such a gift, you know, it's such a privilege to be with coaches who are conscious and aware and are here for a reason, but like, just, you feel the goodness of people, you know, and it's just feels good.
And you and Pat were amazing.
Thank you for reminding me. I have a video from Anne that she.
I mean, Anne.
Yeah, I'm going to play it for you. So let me just share my screen. Oh, okay. I almost forgot, and that would have been terrible because she put a video together to say, you know, wish you well because she hasn't been here. So let me just share my screen. Oh, look, Rhonda's here. Okay, perfect. So here she is. Hi, Rhonda. Welcome.
She's connecting.
It's a great picture.
Here I am.
Hi, welcome, Rhonda.
Hi.
We're a smaller group today. I think everyone was afraid to say goodbye, so they stayed away. I'm just about to play a video that Anne has put together. It's about a minute just to say goodbye. So let me just share my screen without you seeing like the mess that it is. I'm not very good with this. Hold on. Okay. I'll just enlarge. Hold on. Thank you for your patience. I'm trying to make it bigger. That's not getting bigger. All right, so let's do this. Okay, where'd she go now? Sorry, I don't know. There's something about, oh, there we go. Okay. Can you see my screen now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You see Anne?
Oh, there she is, Anne. Hi.
Okay, here we go.
Congratulations to you for
coming. Wait, let me start over. Okay.
Oh, dear.
I want to send my congratulations to you for completing the Deeper Conversations coaching class today. Woo! Whether you've been here for 10 weeks or 2 weeks, you know now what a special place this is. It's been my delight to learn from you. It's been my delight to laugh with you. It's been my delight just to be with you and explore the competency. So congratulations to each and every one of you today. Congratulations to Julie. You would never know this, but this is her first Deeper Conversations class. She is an expert and a pro. Julie, thank you all. I look forward to our paths crossing again, and I wish you the very best going forward.
There it is.
Aww.
There it is.
Wow.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So Julie, Rhonda, this was your first time. This was your first time doing that. Is that what she's saying?
Yeah, like I've done like replacement for this course. I mean, okay. I've just been facilitating for many years, but not the full 10 weeks.
Okay.
So
yeah. Well, I would have never, ever, ever thought that. So
thank you. I mean, it's you know, it's facilitating, right? So, right. And it's also. They're beautiful people to work with, and so are all of you. And I love coaching.
Yeah.
Just gets deeper.
Yeah. Nice. It was fun having two different people.
Facilitators.
And the fact that we had Anne on the front half and then you on the other, because you each have your own unique style.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a real enriching experience to be able to have two different facilitators. And then in the depth that was created, you know, cause she was primarily on the front half and you've definitely mm-hmm. been primarily on the last half. So that's been fun too, just to mm-hmm. benefit from both styles.
That's great. Yeah. It's such different styles and I'm always in awe of her facilitation and who she is, you know, and yeah, it's just nice to honor all everyone's differences and what they bring out. And she's a pro for sure. Mm-hmm. Loves to coach.
I miss her though. In this,
I know.
I mean, I loved there was a time when it was like alternating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was very cool.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's good to know. It often does that, but just this time around, schedules permitting or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But
say hi to her from.
Yeah. I will for sure.
Our love.
She's amazing. And she's a master. So I'm just looking at the time. Lalia has to leave at 1. We're supposed to be doing a practicum. There was some. Well, Rhonda, how are you? And what are you bringing today?
Thank you for asking. I'm bringing my usual self today. I am fine. Our kickoffs are winding down, which has just been mania. One more to go, but that's in a couple of weeks. So, phew, because I just finished one. And so I'm bringing, hopefully with each day, a little more focus and calmness.
Okay. Thank you. I always feel your focus when you're here. And so we were just, Lely had taken us through a loving kindness exercise meditation. And then I was just sharing how we were talking about, well, Lely had put forward, is there a reunion? Can we do this again with this group? And so we were talking about that. And then I also wanted to say the Deeper Conversations coaching class is twice a year. The next one is in March. And if you refer someone, then they get 20% off.
Oh, great.
And you also get a discount. I think it's 50%. Okay. So I don't know if it's for the whole, I'm not sure. I don't have those details in front of me, but if you do want to sign up again, there's a returning discount for returning participants. Mm-hmm. So if you have a direct referral, the next class is beginning in March. And if they say your name, they'll get 20% off. And then there's also the Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged. Have any of you participated in that or listened? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know about it? Okay.
I want to do that.
So it's free. If you sign up, if you go to realcoachingsessionsunplugged.com, it's free when you're there live. And otherwise there's a fee to join or to get the recordings, but there's a lot of great masterful coaching. And one more item that is they wanted me to mention is if you're interested in becoming a certified mentor coach, anyone? You're just like, do I still want to be a coach? Forget about mentor coach. Because we were talking about that before. But they, Jamie and Sherry, offer a mentor coach certification program. I took it and so good. It's approved for CCEs by the ICF. So 15 core competencies and 9 in resource development. Actually, that's where I met Anne. We were in that class together. So this program is for coaches who are interested in including mentoring in their menu of services. It is a small cohort of people, maximum of 12. It's 1 2-hour class per week for 12 weeks. And, as you know, or maybe you don't, but just to reiterate, Jamie and Sherry both have hundreds of hours of experience mentoring coaches for their ACC, PCC, and MCC credentials. And mentoring is something they love to work with. Lalia, you know that, right? People in this way. So that there's another class beginning in March, mentorcoachcertification.com. And today they're also going to be sending you an email requesting your feedback. So if you can take a moment to fill that out, it would be appreciated. And we're very appreciative of you being in this community, of course. So thank you. And so I just wanted to revisit the coaching thing. Technically, we should a practicum. Jenny? How do you feel about that? Like, you know, I know it's, there's only a choice of two. So because Lalia is leaving at 1. So I don't want to make this like an, unbearable experience. It should be for your benefit, you know?
Well, so what is the actual question that I'm answering? How do I?
Yeah. What is the question? I mean, typically, we could go into a coaching session, but I'm just thinking out loud, you know, Do Rhonda and Jenny either be want to be a coach or a client for 20 minutes? And if not, we can have lots to talk about, but I'm just wondering.
So what's popping up for me is because I've already coached Rhonda, and because to be a client, I would have to, I'd have to find something that's really surface level.
Okay.
For me today. Yeah. I think that if just engaging in some discussion around some of the competencies, maybe bringing up areas where we struggle or something would personally be something that I would be more enthusiastic about.
Okay.
But I'm up to changing it based on what, you know, the group decides. I can be flexible.
Right. Well, I just want to like support what you came in with. So, mm-hmm. And just based on, you know, the numbers and the fact that it would have to be you, you know, right. So it's like, I will never take that course ever again. I was pushed up against the wall. So what we could do is just focus on just discussion and coaching. And I think that'll take us to our ending of time. Is that okay, Rhonda?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine with me.
Okay. I thought we could do maybe an exercise that would involve tapping into our coaching. Okay. I wanted to ask Lalia.
I have this burning question. Yes. I want to know about the Alice in Wonderland picture. I'm sorry.
My picture.
Oh my God.
Well, first of all, I love Alice in Wonderland. And when I was in high school, I played Tweedledee in Alice in Wonderland. And I have two different posters. One's in here and one's in our guest room that my husband gave to me as gifts, and he framed them. And I love it. I love the tea party.
Hmm. Okay. Sorry, Julie.
Don't be sorry. It's great. It's part of the space.
I've seen it for weeks.
It's such a nice wall. The color, yeah, it's a nice
wall too. Yeah.
So what would you say I have it phrased here. What are your strengths as a coach, would you say? Like, now that you've come to this place and we've gone through some of the competencies, it's funny, you all went to the space of what are my strengths, you know? what do you appreciate most about yourself as a coach? I really want you to just like acknowledge yourself right now and speak it out and let it be heard and received and take a moment. As coaches, we do this for our clients, right? So mm-hmm. might become easier that way to just do it for someone else, but now's the chance you can do it for you. Lalia.
I just had a mentoring session with Jamie the other day, and I don't know why I picked that particular video, that particular session, because I started out really good. I thought, wow, it's a great question I asked in the beginning. This must be a good session to show Jamie. And I thought it was horrible. but she was very supportive. And the one thing she kept saying, and she has said in my other sessions, is that that I have coaching presence. And I think I do. I can expand on it. But for me, that means that simply that I am present for the client. I'm there for them, you know. And so that to me is what coaching presence is. I really focus. I really kind of try to get into the bubble and focus on who they are and what's going on with them. Mm. So I think that's a strength. I definitely think that's a strength. Mm-hmm.
Really nice. I also want to take this moment for the others to reflect back if they see a strength about, let's say, Lalia now, like, what is it that you see in her as a coach, as a participant that shows up? Are you ready? And Lalia, you have to leave at 1, right? So if there's any parting words, just let me know a few minutes before.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'd love to comment on some of the things that I've seen in Lalia. And she coached me. So I was on the receiving end of her coaching. And for me, a presence is definitely part of it. And I think the word that comes to my mind is relatable. Like, mm-hmm. it's kind of like sitting down with a friend who you're going to have coffee with and just engaging. And so I felt incredibly safe and supported by her. And I remember there was a key moment in the middle of my session where I was talking about, I can't remember, I think it's a transition of children moving out or being a mom for a long time, having a very strong mom identity, and then my coaching identity, and that differentiating between those two. And she just came back with, oh, I really know how that feels. And so meeting me right in that space, she just feels very relatable and honest and authentic. And I benefited from that as her, as a client, but also as a coach, and hearing what she's brought to this group so far.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You have to open up and receive. Wow. Yeah. You don't have to do anything. Yeah. It's just, you know.
I'll go ahead and add to that. I agree. What I wrote down was real person. Mm-hmm. So that gets relatable. And if I was going to be choosing a coach today, it would be Lolly, it would be you or someone like you, because for me, and so I'm talking from my perspective, for me, that's what I really want. I want someone that I feel is real and will be real with me.
Mm. Beautiful.
Thank you. That's nice.
And I can add too. I agree with all of this. And in adding to your presence, I just feel like you have an emanation of like this inner light. And like, I feel like no matter, I don't even know who you're looking at, but I just feel like you just loving kindness. Like you have this love that just comes out no matter what somebody's saying, you know? And so it's a strong, I would agree with Jamie and what everybody's saying. It's like this naturally strong presence of that allows the person to disarm and feel accepted.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's nice. Thank you so much. I'm just gonna hold on to that. Yeah.
So I'm glad you came and decided to keep your coaching hat.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And I wish I could stay longer because I would love to do this exercise with Rhonda. Mm-hmm.
You have 10 more, 8 minutes, or do you want to leave now? Or
yes. No. Okay. Well, I'll leave at 7 so I can log on to the other Zoom.
Okay. So let's see what we can get done. And so who wants to go next? Acknowledge themselves and be acknowledged. Rhonda?
I think from a coaching perspective, the thing that I do well, I'm always working on powerful questions. You know, I think like all of us have the library of powerful questions and I'm always looking at them, but there's a few questions that I really do like to use. And every time I use them, it gets a pause and it's just when they're placed in the pause that you get, you know, things like, what is the one thing that you could do that would turn this completely around? Or a question like, what is one thing that would take you a giant step to where you need to be? And usually narrowing it down to the one thing, that is the one thing that I like to use, is the one thing that really causes pause and placing it in the right place. And I think that's probably one of the things that I do well.
Great. Thank you. I'm Jenny and Lalia. What have you noticed about Rhonda that you want to acknowledge?
So I'll go first in case I have to. Yeah. Rhonda, I love that. I totally love that. The one thing that I'll say is, I took this course a couple of years ago or something on something called clear language, you know, and how, meaning that the questions are just straightforward. They're not stacked. They're clear. You know, the client doesn't say, how, what do you mean? You know, and I see that as a tremendous strength of yours. And you gave an example of that. It's these questions. You just have a wonderful way of having very clear language that states what you're intending to get after for the client. And that's just such a gift. Oh my God. I just want to model you.
Thank you.
I think for me, just kind of taking up on what Lalia said, what comes to my mind is I want to use the word professional and personal at the same time. And it's because you have such a clear, articulate, and present presence that I feel like when you speak, you're going to say something really, really important, and you're going to say it really well. And that to me has always been like, oh, okay, I'm going to write this down. sometimes professional, that's my word of just like that clarity, the articulation, that's the label I'm using for it. But professional can sometimes feel cold and withdrawn as well. And there's different types of communication. And I've always felt that yours has been very warm and present and authentic, but also very articulate and clear and easy to incorporate into my own thought process. And that's a linguistic skill set that's admirable, because I use way too many words all the time.
Well, wait till we acknowledge you, Jenny. I'll add to that. It's on a similar vein. I just feel like even when I hear you like sharing your observations of the coaching that you listen to, you have such a beautiful way of listening, synthesizing, and then offering it back in a way that feels like, oh yeah, you know, like you create like words out of an experience and it makes sense. And I feel like that's a real gift. And so probably speaks to, it does, your, you know, the questions that you ask, a lot of thoughtfulness and intention around it. So yeah, it's a beautiful gift to share, to have.
Thank you. Thanks.
And we can go on, but we're going to move on to Jenny. Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Did you take it in?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Jenny? So a place where I would acknowledge myself is probably, I'm hoping, in creating empathy and compassion and acknowledgement for my clients, hopefully just about anyone I'm around. I like people to feel like they're not alone, and it's that we're definitely in a safe and that I see them space. Mm-hmm. And so that's something I really work hard on trying to bring to any relationship, including the coach client relationship.
Mm. Nice. Well, Aliyah, do you have a minute?
I do. I have a minute. Oh yeah. I was going to type it out because I didn't think I had time to say anything, but I'm not, I will say something. I'm not, you know me, I'll say something. Jenny, it's such a privilege to have you and to get to know you and have you here. I mean, you just emanate exactly what you said. I mean, just the empathy and the love and the caring and just, I mean, again, it's presence. That's your style of presence that, I mean, oh my goodness. I was thinking back about the time when my husband and I were seeing a counselor for our marriage and how much we actually loved this guy. And I thought, oh man, you know, Jenny's the person I'd go see because it's safe, you know? I mean, it's not only safe, but it's that safety that you help convey really helps people get to a better place themselves. And that's just so incredible. I mean, it's just so great to have you on the screen and in our little room here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So I'm going to sign off.
Oh, Aliyah.
Sorry, Rhonda, to not hear your feedback, but yeah. Thank you all.
Thank you, Aliyah, so much. Thank you. Maybe we'll be meeting again.
My mentoring, you know, credits. So, all right. Love you all.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
I hope we meet again.
Yes.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
And Jenny, I can add to that. That the word that comes to mind is inviting. Mm-hmm. You just have such a sincere, inviting way about you. And the other thing that I wrote down was permission, right? Mm-hmm. But I know you have your question about the permission slip, and I absolutely love that. But it's just the way that you coach is just, you feel that there's permission to say whatever you need to say, and you make that such a welcome and safe and warm place to do it.
Mm. Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was laughing because Jenny, Rhonda, you're like, the word is, and I'm like, of course you have the perfect word, you know, we're just like acknowledging your gift of words. Yes, I echo everything that everybody's been saying. And I liked how Lalia said, like, it's just nice to have you on the screen. Like you enlarge the space, you know, like you give it, you enable more room in the room, you know? So like, it's like the container expands, and that's like a real gift to have, you know? And I guess what would be in that is what you speak of, like this empathy. And like, I feel your desire for people to want to get it or feel it or, you know, to normalize it. And so, yeah, it's like invitation. It's all of that. It's beautiful. Empathy, compassion, whoever's therapist or coach you are, you know, great. Lucky them. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All together, we make the perfect coach.
Right.
Yes.
So why don't we take like a few minute break, and then we can come back and do a little exercise and then say goodbye for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'd be great.
Like 5 minutes after the hour.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you. Hi. It feels so empty in here somehow. It's like, is this how we end it? We got to like fill up with like pretend people around, you know, like going out with a bang. So a couple of options. Let me just see what sticks. We have about 20 minutes. We can do one or two exercises, or do you want to just, do you have something in mind that you want to talk about, a competency, a question around that? So the two options are, one, I really liked and it felt like a productive environment. I mean, now the group is smaller, but like if somebody wants to share a scenario and then we can just think of questions around that, like a coaching question. So that's one option. The other one is I can just offer you questions. Like it's like coach the coach, you know, it's like, I can ask you a couple of questions. You could think about something and I would just ask you like a series of questions and you can just see where those land in you. And then the other one is whatever you want. Doesn't need to be any of this. Any preferences?
Can you tell us a little bit more about the second one?
Yeah. So I would just have you, like, I would just ask you, you know, have your paper and I would just say, so what's important to you right now? Mm-hmm. And then I have more questions to follow. Mm-hmm. Like it would just be something to situate yourself to, you know, give you a moment of coaching, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't be listening. It wouldn't be unpacking it or answering it. It would just be the questions that mm-hmm. are being raised. Like what's really important to me about this right now? Mm-hmm. You know, what do I really want? What am I willing to do?
Yeah. Right. Like that. I don't know. What do you think, Jenny?
Jenny doesn't want coaching now.
I don't know. It's a little scary.
No, that's fine. I love Rhonda's. Ooh.
I don't know. Who doesn't want to be asked those questions?
As you started to just kind of give us a small little taste, part of me was like, okay.
Yeah. Amazing, eh?
I think that one sounds good.
Actually. Okay.
We can throw that out there and see how it goes.
Okay. So do you feel like you want to switch the channel and take a few breaths before we do that? Do you need to turn your cameras off and have your own reflection period? I can put music on. Like, I don't know. I can create all kinds of things.
I'd like 1 second because people keep pinging me in the background. Okay. And they don't want the distraction. So let me turn notifications off here. So they leave me alone.
Sorry. Okay. You've already kicked off. Don't they know?
You should.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good.
So you can, whatever, if you want to keep them on or off, but I'm going to ask you, and you can write down the questions as well.
Yeah.
And so let me just see here. You want to write the questions down, okay? So you have what's important to me right now. Maybe I'll make this a meditation. I think that's my intuitive sense. Like you writing it down, you know, it's getting into our heads again. So you could write them down after, but I just thought, let's throw them out into the ethers. However they land, you can keep your camera on or off, open your eyes, close your eyes. I'll stay on the camera.
Yeah.
So just, I want to invite you to, if you're comfortable closing your eyes, you don't have to. Just take a few deep breaths. Just notice your body. If it needs to be stretched or moved, notice your feet on the ground. Notice the surface that's supporting you and there's nothing you need to do or figure out. Just allow these questions to land and move through you as they do. So what's important to you right now? And if you do feel like you want to write something down, of course, by all means, go for it. What's important to you right now? Okay. And as we go deeper into the question and the inquiry, what's really important to you about this right now? Is there anything else about the importance that's being revealed to you about the impact or the depth of its importance right now? I have Chuck's words in my head. I think this was a question he asked, why now? So to quote Chuck, why now is this important? It's not in my notes, but it just came up. And as you reflect on this importance, what is it you really want here to have happen or to feel? And so if you go even a little deeper, what do I really want? And is there something coming up to your mind or in your heart that you know you're willing to do right now? And is there something that you want to claim or name as your first step? I mean, it sounds action oriented, but it could just be an awareness. It could be a feeling. It could be an acceptance. Is there something coming up throughout this process of inquiry as something that you need to do or want to do? What's calling to you right now? What are you noticing? And after you finished, I notice you're both writing, but if you want to just close your eyes, if that's comfortable, and to just see yourself having moved through these questions and sort of coming out on the other side, where are you right now? Having moved through these questions, and you might still be moving through them, but where do you find yourself? Are you surrounded by anyone or anything that's calling your attention, surprising you or comforting you? Or offering you something? What are you noticing here for yourself? Are you being taken somewhere different or special? Are you returning somewhere? Are you doing something? What's coming to you? When you're ready, to come back to the virtual room. Take your time with your eyes open. Welcome back. Awareness created?
Yes.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where did you let yourself go? I mean, you don't have to share it, but if you want to, you can. Mm-hmm. You could talk about the process or whatever you feel.
I've been, because of all the stress and craziness at work, this was a really good exercise for me to just think about, where am I right now? Where do I need to go? Because I've been thinking about it a lot. You know, how long can you put up with the stress? And is, you know, then you get to the reality, is the paycheck worth the stress? So you kind of go through that. And it helped me just kind of think, and that's one of the things top of mind. So it was the first thing that came into my mind when I did this. It was interesting.
I feel like it was this, like a little bit of the medicine that you give to others. Like you have that one question, right? You said it's like, and here, that question, you grabbed it right away. You're like, tell me more about that question. You know, like you also wanted it. And there it was.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great.
I'm glad that you were receptive.
Definitely. Thank you.
Those are important answers to come to, right? Jenny, so
how are you doing? I loved this on multiple levels. I loved that we chose to do this. I loved that you were asking questions that I could write down answers to. I love the questions you asked. As a coach, what popped up into my head is, can I download this and play Julie's voice after the class is over and just work through this stuff? It was very, very healing. As a person, what popped up for me is just because of the transition spaces that I'm in and the relational shifting, and just there's a lot for me. But some words have popped up, and I'm going to try to read them quickly to keep my emotions in check. But faith, believing, peace, rest, respite. These are all things that I'm needing that are important to me. And then I worked down, as you asked more about why or why now, what popped up for me was presence, and that the transition and the stress and the movement through this transition space feels like it's interrupting me being present. And so I think you asked towards the end, something coming to mind that are really to do right now. And what really came up for me was self-compassion just through this moment, to just be easier on myself while in transition, which felt like a giant hug that I really needed. Aww, wow. So personally, this was really powerful, and it allowed coaching to take place. And I still haven't had any tears, so I'm very happy.
You're making me laugh about the tears, not because it's funny, but just, you know, I get it. And just honoring what's there, if that opens, and what you shared and where you went. Beautiful. It is powerful, right? Like I was thinking about, because I was working with a client this morning and I could feel myself wanting to be like, on to the next question, but I had to just stay with, and what else? Like, I didn't say what else, but there was more, right? Which we know, but in asking these questions, I wasn't there to like respond. It was just keep asking. And you went, like you said, deeper. Like if we just created an open space, you know, it's like a meditation, right? Like if you create this coaching space, it could be a meditation for your clients.
Yeah.
They don't even need to hear you.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, here's a new model, you know, just ask these questions and then coaching, you know.
I was thinking it could work really well as like a self-coaching exercise where you just ask the question, what comes up, and then you ask the next question, or even stay on the same question and ask it again.
Yeah.
And for someone who's struggling finding an emotion or a value that's motivating them forward, I think something we've talked about a lot is people who get stuck in story. And so mm-hmm. we can get be in our story and we're telling you everything that's going on. And this is happening in my life. That's moving. This is moving. And all that's true, but it's the underlying value or gap that we need to change, that we need to get to. So as you ask the same question a little bit of different way and keep on that important aspect, mm-hmm. I felt like you're getting out of story and into what I call the goo, but the content that really is going to motivate change. So that was good.
Yeah. It's really like speaking. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I really liked that you kept asking, you kept saying important. Yeah. There's the word again, right? But that just saying important over and over and over again did exactly, Jenny, what you were saying was it's better than saying, tell me more, what else? But it just kept drilling, just that funnel getting more and more to the point.
Mm. And also like how crucial that word is to you, Rhonda, like important.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was almost like, oh yeah, what's important? Like you took it seriously, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's like, yeah, what is important to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I mean, I think that's the point of the word important. Like we all perk up, right, when we hear that word, but it's interesting.
Is there a place where you got this? Or is it something you just created on your own?
I didn't create it. It's part of this course. It's okay. Do you have the questions? Do you want me to read them? I added lib a little bit, but the gist is there, you know, it's what's important to me right now. What's really important to me about this right now? What do I really want? Am I going too fast? And I use the words deeper in there. Like, so you might use that as a prompt or not.
Mm-hmm.
Was it helpful to say, okay, this will take you deeper? Like, do you like to hear that word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even some coaches use that word, like what's deeper, like what's, I always forget. I have it here. What could this be about at a deeper level? I like that question. That wasn't part of this, but it's just bringing that up to me. I can never remember these like really good questions. Okay, so we have what's important to me right now. What's really important to me about this right now? What do I really want? And if you go deeper, what do I really want? So it's like just emphasizing that. What am I willing to do right now? So like that could emphasize a doing, but you can also play with that, I would say. And then is there something you want to name or claim about your first step?
It's funny, Julie, is I loved most some of the questions that you ad-libbed. when you said, as you reflect on importance, what is it you are really, that you really want now to happen or to feel?
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, okay. Cause there's action. And then there's also just like feelings. And so I thought that was a really,
I think that's my bias. Cause I'm not like an action oriented mm-hmm. coach specifically, even though it's part of it. That's the result eventually. Right. But for me, it's about the being state. Like, who are you being?
Right.
So that could be morphed, you know, and that's what Jamie and Sherry come from as well. Like the being state of coaching, mm-hmm. but you know, as coaches, action is part of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And accountability and that piece. So of course you can make it your own. And I'm not giving you I don't know. It's not my property, but you know, it's just giving you an idea of like,
right.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all know this question. What's important to you right now, you know, as part of like, mm-hmm. but yeah, it's a meditation. I see it as, you know, and you can throw in whatever you want, even just this idea of questions being a meditation.
Mm-hmm. That's fun. I like that one. I can sit, I can sit in that for really long.
I know.
I really like that.
Yeah. Questions being meant to, and the question holds the answer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like when I asked what's important to me right now, I guess I was looking at Rhonda and I saw you were like, oh, yes, there's therein lies my answer.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'm just so amazed at what co-creation, you know, like how, whether we're 10 or 2 or 3 or 5, like just the beauty and the gems that come out of these groups and being here with you all. So I just want to thank you for being here and bringing your, you know, wisdom and thoughtfulness, and to those who are watching the recording, to you as well. And it was a privilege to be here. Thanking Jamie and Sherry for having me, and Anne for being such a great, masterful co-facilitator. And just want to acknowledge you and you two who are here right now for being who you are and committing to yourselves and the life that you leave and what lead and what's important to you. It requires like a lot of strength to do that. It's like, let me push everything else aside, right? It's like monstrous strength required. And here you are doing that. So in parting, what do you say you're taking with you back into your world of coaching, life that you've gained over these however many weeks you've been a part of this?
I'm gonna say I'm taking away, don't make it too hard. That really you just gave a great demonstration of just they're easy questions. Yeah. I mean, they're easy questions to ask. Not necessarily easy questions to answer, but they're easy questions to ask. And I just don't make it too hard on ourselves.
Great. Thank you for that. Thank you for your contribution.
Yeah, Jenny? I love what Rhonda had said. I think mine is very similar. It comes with the idea of the power of a question, the power of just asking a question and then holding space to see what answer pops up, whether it's to ourselves or to another. And so it's actually very simple. It's a very simple recipe, but it's incredibly powerful. And so I'm taking with me a newfound or renewed, I think, gratitude towards coaching in general, and also the skill set that I have acquired and worked hard to gain. And so I just want to take those and move forward. Just a new level of appreciation.
Amazing. So great. You know, and this is called Deeper Conversations Coaching. So I guess it's fitting that this last exercise was simple and yet it brought the depth into mind, and just so wonderful to close in this way with you. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
My pleasure. So nice to be here. I guess we have to say goodbye now, right?
I know, I'm sad.
Well, I've connected with some on LinkedIn, and I know others are connecting with each other, and I'm around, and reach out whenever you want to say hi, or I might reach out to you, and the group will take place again, and may we our paths cross again.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Julie. Yes, my Jenny, pleasure. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you.
You too, Rhonda. I hope you make it through the rest of your week with your...
Thank you.
Your big push.
Yeah.
Thank you. Exactly. I appreciate that.
Awesome. Take care, everyone.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Take care.